And now let's go from Paris, France, to another Paris, this one in Texas, some 90 miles northeast of Dallas.
Been here my whole life, and this is my home place.
Peggy Worthy Wilson owns about 15 acres in Paris.
I have a grandson, and he has cattle, and we plant grass. We have two llamas, and we have chickens. So we still have the country feeling.
But yes, this patch of countryside is formally part of the city of Paris. The city annexed the land and 14 years ago promised to deliver city services to this zone near the airport. That never happened. Miss Wilson and her neighbors pay fees to the county for their water, and they maintain their own sewer systems. Paris City Manager John Godwin told local TV station KXII there is good reason why water and sewer lines were not extended to the airport.
It's difficult to justify that kind of expense per mile for that number of residents.
And so over the years, the folks along Airport Road have tried to secede. About 24 of them filed disannexation requests earlier this month.
Well, they said we'd get city services. They promised water, sewer, and all the amenities of the city, you know. And I really don't want the services now.
Wilson has actually gone so long without city services, she'd rather just keep it that way and divorce from Paris, Texas.
So think of this as an accident of romantic timing.
Because it now appears that the money is finally available to extend city water and sewer lines to the airport.
The city wants to promote development around the airport.
I'm not interested in that at all. You know, if they promote all that, it's just going to mean more traffic and higher taxes. And I'm very satisfied with the airport just like it is.
Well, it's not exactly France's Charles de Gaulle Airport, but when you fly into Paris, Texas, you can still visit the Eiffel Tower. Theirs has a big red cowboy hat on top.
Of course.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.